Hey, welcome back to the Nuggets and Cheers, boys. It's me, your boy Eli.
It's me, Joe.
It's been a while. And with a while comes the good news. So recently we've all known that at some point we will be seeing some set photos of James Gunn's Superman. Not Superman Legacy anymore, just Superman. And with it, the internet has gone ablaze. In a good way.
Yeah, you know, it's,
because holy shit, it looks so good.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, it's a brand new Superman movie, right, after all the shenanigans of the DCEU,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and we will be talking about it, too, the DCEU. But yeah, no, we've got a set photos of not only my man Superman himself, we also got Perry, Lois, Jimmy, the extended characters as well, like Cat Grant and, oh my god, I'm forgetting his name. He's kind of like the Clark's bully at the office. I'm forgetting his name, but he's being played by an SNL alum, which I was like,
Bill. No, it's Ben Bennick, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's the name of the actor?
No. No. The name of the actor, I believe, is Ben. Bennett?
Yeah.
Beck Bennett, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, if you've seen any of the SNL skits or whatever, he's sort of, you know, it makes sense. Like,
yeah.
If you know who the character is, then you're like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
That guy right there. So I'm doing a quick search just in case. But yeah, no, we've got to see everyone who is involved, basically everyone there. Also, Mr. Terrific, I'm like, yo! That suit is on the
floor. I haven't seen the Mr. Terrific photo yet.
Really? That's
no.
Like one of the ones that everyone was talking about. It's like such a good look. I'm trying to look for
the
actor's name.
Yeah.
Because but the guy that got to play Mr. Terrific is the same
He was Darwin in X-Men Origins.
Yeah. The joke of that character is that you killed off the character that literally cannot die.
Yes. Yeah. That was
And I was just like, yeah, that's. Yeah, you know, that's kind of sucks. But yeah, no, we're getting the whole crew together in that set, and I'm like, yo. Steve Lombard, that was the name. Beck Bennett plays Steve Lombard. That's a good choice.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, no. I'll show you the image later. But yeah, no, this is something that we've been getting for the past few days, because they keep adding more stuff. The Daily Planet crew was just released yesterday at the time of this recording.
That's interesting, because I mean I did see the stuff over the other characters, right?
Yeah.
So you know, I guess more like this Daily Planet set, right? Is what you said?
Well, not the set, but also like some other stuff. But the cast mostly, and just now there's like a bad guy carrying Superman's in cuffs, which is like, sure, let's do that. And it looks like we might have gone to just today, you know.
Mm.
Like, the idea what the story of the movie's going to be. And I kind of want to talk a bit about that, whether or not it is kind of true.
Just speculating on the supposed plot stuff that's going on with the new Superman movie, yeah.
Yeah, no, and but let's paint the scene, as they say, you know, with why people are so excited by the way the Superman looks, you know, why people are excited about everything. So, when did Man of Steel come out?
2013, pretty much 10 years ago, right?
It is exactly 10 years ago. Jesus Christ, it was 2013.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Man of Steel came out in 2013.
Yo, okay.
Because then afterwards,
I just showed him the Mr. Terrific outfit.
That's pretty good, actually.
That is a really good outfit.
Yeah.
That is 100% accurate. But yeah, damn, that long. And like, we haven't had a Superman movie since. We're not counting Batman vs. Superman, because that was technically kind of like a crossover.
Yeah.
And then there's the Justice League movies. Right.
Because, I mean, heck, even in the DCU proper, they wanted to do a Man of Steel 2 that just solely focused on Superman.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously that never happened.
Because of Backlash.
Well, I mean, you know. Yeah, just...
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that went into that, the DCU, and, like, it's completely understandable. I think we and I have agreed 100 times over, like, the idea of building, making the next movie the Versus movie is just such a bad idea.
Like, there's ways that you could have probably made it work, but the way you went about it is just not, like, the... It's not the correct way of going about it.
No.
Like, you understand where... Because I feel like with Batman v Superman, like, once you sort of understand, like, the various plot points, like, the main basic plot and, like, some of the stuff, it's like, okay, I get what you wanted to do, but you didn't execute properly, and now you just got a mess all over the floor, you know?
And, like, the main complaint from a lot of people that, okay, however you feel about Zack Snyder, right, whether you like his movies or not, whether you like his visual style or not, whether you like his slow-mo or not, right? His Superman wasn't that great. I still remember watching the movie. At first, I was like, hey, you know, this is pretty good. I like this. And I kept going. I'm like, okay, no, you're losing me. And then at some point, I was like, I'm kind of done. I'm good. Not in a bad way. I was like, oh, that was kind of lackluster, in my opinion. It just didn't feel like Superman. It felt very much like this movie that wanted to be a little more mature, but didn't know how to go about it, or did stuff that thought would make it more mature.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's like the kid who's like, yeah, I'm mature now. I want to sit at the dinner table with the mom and dads and all that stuff. It's like, no, kid, you...
Adults?
Yeah, like, I want to hang out with the old adults. Like, no, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You're not that.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that Superman isn't a character that can go political, because, like, again, we'll talk about the idea that what might be the plot for it. And, the complete contrast of what's going on with James Gunn's Superman is, like, night and day. He's going more of, like, you kind of feel like, yeah, this is going to be, like, a Superman movie, right?
Right, I think you would, in sort of terms of, like, a more faithful adaptation, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah.
We're going back to basics, we're going back to the roots, right? No more, I guess not necessarily no more deviations, but more of a, like, let's get back to what makes this character great, right?
Yeah.
You know?
And... obviously, there's a bit of contention because a lot of people really liked, you know, Henry Cavill's Superman, and I do enjoy Henry Cavill. I do think he would have been a great Superman. He's got the charm for Supes, I do believe, but I think he was not given the right stuff to be Superman.
Right.
And it's one of those things where, like, again, looking at what they're kind of building on here, because... remember when we were watching Man of Steel and we were like, where's Jimmy?
Yeah. You know, obviously, you know, there's certain elements of the Superman mythos that Zack did not really, I wouldn't say care enough, but more so that wasn't interested in sort of tackling, right?
Well, yeah, because we ended up getting Jimmy, and he was the guy that was shot in the first, in Batman vs. Superman in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, and to be fair, it was never, if I recall correctly, it's only in the extended edition where we learn his name.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in the regular theatrical cut, you just like a regular...
Yeah, but most people would tend to recommend the theatrical cut because it's considered better. No, the theatrical, I mean the extended
edition. Yeah. But my point being is that it was rumored at the time, but we didn't get, like, full confirmation until we got to see the extended edition, and it's like, okay, well, that's just...
Well, there was a point where that, remember that one random chick that was part of the Danny Flanagan crew?
Mm-hmm.
That was like, he saved us. He's like, supposedly that was supposed to be Jimmy? Or like a gender band Jimmy Olsen?
Right, I do remember the rumors about that, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
They want, like, they're people, I don't know if it was people at Warner Brothers or like people on the internet, because obviously, you know, I think that just leads to the idea that, yeah, people wanted to see Jimmy because, you know, he is an integral part of the Superman mythos.
Yeah, he's Superman's best friend.
Yeah, so, like, the fact that Man of Steel doesn't have Jimmy hanging around or anywhere at all, people, I don't know, maybe people were just like, okay, maybe this chick's Jimmy. Maybe it's a gender bend Jimmy.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Well, clearly Zach was like, it's actually none of those options. He's actually a CIA agent posing as a cameraman, and then he gets shot in the head because, yeah, you know, that can happen in my movie.
But why? Just like, and I don't want to, like, rip on Zach. I feel like everyone's done that already, right? So for me, like, when it comes to this kind of movie, it's very much, like, okay, when was the last time you ever, like, in popular media, have you heard of, like, Cat Grant, Perry White, and the other guy whose name I just mentioned and now forgot?
Well, to be fair, Perry's always been well known, I guess, in popular culture because he's always been the boss.
Yeah.
Like, granted, I don't think anybody would say Perry White's my favorite character or anything, but I think most people would understand, like, hey, that's Superman's boss. Like,
yeah.
If you were to line up a bunch of photos of all the different iterations of Perry White, it's like, who is this guy in the Superman universe? His boss, I guess? I mean, you know.
Yeah, and if you ask anyone who's, like, a longtime Superman fan, it's like, oh, yeah, it's Perry White, his, like, boss and / like, friend. Like, the opposite of J. Jonah Jameson, kind of.
I was about to say, right? Like, yeah. You know, I mean, you could argue that, like, not, you know, everybody likes J. Jonah Jameson, right? But I would stand to argue that, like, I would be kind of weird if we didn't get J. Jonah Jameson in a movie, a Spider-Man movie, right?
Yeah.
But that would only depend if it's not about, you know, like you don't necessarily need JJ as well.
No. There's a point in Spider-Man where, like, he's not involved as much because he's kind of moved away from the Daily Planet.
Daily Bugle.
They both start with Daily.
Yeah, to be fair, that's a lot of newspapers, though.
To be fair.
There's a lot of dailies going around, right?
Yeah.
Daily Planet, Daily Bugle, The Daily Show.
Yeah. There's a lot of dailies out there. But he's kind of like that, also that level of integrity. Like, even if he's not in it for long, he's kind of integral. Especially considering how, you know, Superman is a news reporter as his disguise. Well, you know, it's Clark's job.
Yeah.
And if you want to, like, show, like, sort of a human side of Superman, which this pretty much feels like, right? Because I remember there's an offset photo of, like, Superman looking up at a tree, and I'm like, is this man about to save a cat? Is he about to do the wholesome thing? Oh, my God. Yes. I love me some wholesome Superman. And yeah, no, it's that kind of stuff. So, like, that to me tells you there's a lot more. Again, not to say that Zach didn't care. I feel like that man does care about the products he works on. This one seems to be more in line of what has been missing from, I feel like, a lot of Superman movies. I'll say movies because, like, the current show right now, My Adventures with Superman, is doing a fantastic job of that.
Yeah, I was gonna say that, like, to people who are sort of, like, of the opinion that, no, Superman has to be, you know, we need to, you know, for a modern Superman to take off, we need to be a bit more darker, realistic, blah, 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 you know, like, that's sort of what I think Zach wanted to do with the Superman character, but, I mean, like, yeah, like, the new show on Adult Swim, My Adventures with Superman, I think, you know, it's doing great, you know, second season, and already, we get to see just. Now, I will admit, I know some people will have issues with how some of the villains are designed and, like, get their powers and stuff, right?
Because,
I mean, I get some of that. Because
there's a weird, like, shonen anime vibe to it.
Oh, yeah, I guess. But I was going to lean towards a lot of them sort of have a bit more, like, weird tech stuff, which, I mean,
okay, yeah.
You know. I mean, I know there's probably some people out there that are just like, I don't like the fact that Metallo is just a robot.
Technically, he is a robot.
Yeah, but, like, I think the fun bit about Metallo is just that, you know, he's clearly has, like, human-looking stuff. He's like, just Metallo is, like, pure robot. But my point being, right, that show leans super hard into just Superman being the Boy Scout, right?
Yeah.
He's a good kid. He's a good guy, right?
Yeah.
And you know, we see that throughout the entire thing, right? Because I think the main sort of focus is that, oh, no, we're scared of the Kryptonians because, you know, like, they had an evil empire and stuff. And, like, Clark's like, listen, I'm just a regular guy.
I was born here.
Yeah, I don't want to be a weapon. I'm just a regular dude. I just want to help people.
Yeah.
You know?
I was raised to help people.
Yeah, so, you know, clearly there's an audience for that, and people are really resonating with it and vibing with it and everything,
mm-hmm.
So I think that's sort of the litmus test to see, you know, and with this movie definitely going in that direction, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely.
I think there's going to be a lot of people that are just going to be like, you know, finally, you know, we get a Superman that's like, I wouldn't say, you know, it is a Superman that I think people have been missing out on, right?
Yeah.
At the end of the day. Like, it's like, okay, no, this movie, I feel like, is less of trying to experiment with Superman and make him fit into what we would feel makes sense, is let us take you on a ride and let us show you why Superman is cool.
Yeah, now why Superman has always been like one of the best characters in like comic
yeah.
history. Like he there's a reason he has like withstand for such a tall amount of time, and why he has such like a great amount of fans. And yeah, no, we're getting that vibe from a lot of these set photos, and it's just because ever since like when James Gunn was talking about it, it's like, oh, this is gonna be good. I don't know why, but I'm very excited for this movie. Like the moment when I think that was the moment where he tweeted out about the release date for the movie. Was it July 25th or July 15th? I can't remember. And like his brother Sean was like, dude, that's dad's. I think he said it was his father's birthday. And they both like went into tears and was like, oh man, this is how I know it's gonna be good. Cause like if you know anything about Superman, his relationship with his father is like one of the most well-known things about his character. Aside from, no Clark, let me be taken by this tornado.
No, yeah, obviously, you know, Superman has a good relationship with both his Earth father, you know, Jonathan Kent, and you know. His dad, like his Kryptonian dad.
Yeah, Jor-El.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like that's something even the My Adventure of Superman show has really caught down. More so on the Kryptonian dad, just because it's like hits his it. You know, he missed out on his dad. And
yeah.
Like yeah, but you know you can tell like he comes from a family full of love, and it's one of those things that I always talk about with Superman. Like no, the reason Superman isn't bad is because he was actually raised right. He was raised to be loving, and he has the ability to do all that stuff. And yeah, no, that. And I guess the next thing we can talk about is the supposed story that Superman is going to be, the James Gunn Superman
well,
is going to be about.
Can I just do the one bit real
yeah.
quick? Because I mean, the Superman costume itself, I think we both agree, does look pretty good.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No. That's.
I will admit, I'm pretty sure there's probably definitely a portion of, like, the internet that's kind of losing their minds a little bit because of some lines.
Oh, yeah, the lines. The seam lines, yeah.
Which, I mean, I'm pretty sure, I don't know, I feel like they're just there. Like, I mean, if they are there for the suit, I mean, it's fine, I guess, whatever.
Because
I know people, it's been, like, a running meme with, like, it's like, why are modern superheroes, like, nowadays, they just put lines on shit, right? Like, you know, there's lines everywhere, right? I think there's a popular post somewhere where it's, like, Invincible, if it was in the MCU, and it's just, like, the regular costume, but they decided to just put some extra lines in places.
Yeah, no, I saw that. And personally, I think the suit is fine. It looks kind of better in motion, because you kind of barely even notice the lines, if I'm being honest.
Which, I mean, I feel like makes sense. And to be fair, I feel like that personally, like, you could just, you know, CGI out the lines anyway. Like, I feel like that's something they'll probably do anyway. Like, legitimately, I feel like those seam lines are probably only there just to help, just to make it easy for the actor to move in,
mm-hmm.
give some breathability. I mean, I don't know. Well, I mean, obviously we'll find out when the movie comes out.
I've learned this a while back, is that costume designing for movies and stuff is a little more different than a lot of people would assume. And it's, like, something that, you know, I can't speak into because I'm not someone who does costumes or designs and stuff. Like, don't get me wrong, I know about designs, I know about you know, what goes into it to tell you of the character and stuff. But
let's just say you don't know your way around an ending machine.
Yeah. I don't know.
Let me make it easier for you.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. But yeah, so like I said earlier, we recently got some new set photos, some of it of Clark Kent, you know, being in handcuffs, which kind of leads to the question, okay, what's going on here? And so supposedly the plot is a little bit of Superman versus the Elite / a modern commentary on what people tend to think about Superman. So the rumored plot is that there are superheroes who are out to kill, who are okay with killing, you know, the plot of stuff like Kingdom Come, like I said, Superman vs. the Elite, where there are characters who, you know, if you don't know, I'm basically going with the plot of Superman vs. the Elite, where there's a new superhero group, and they are willing to kill. And Superman's like, hey, like, you can't be doing that. Like, you can't be doing any of that kind of stuff. And that involves conflict, leading into what, from my understanding, is conflict with world nations, and Lex Luthor kind of, like, profiteering off of it.
Okay.
And that leads into, like, them trying to make, well, if Superman's not going to listen to us, why don't we make our own Superman who will listen to the U.S. government kind of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Which, that is the main plot, supposedly. Again, this is supposed, right?
All rumors.
I cannot confirm or deny that it's true, but it's something I saw online, and there's some level of truth to it from the fact that there is, like, some, like, mass character taking him in chains. I again, rumored. I cannot say it enough. It is a rumor.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I am not a source of news. I am just getting it from the grapevine. So do never quote me.
Mm-hmm.
That's always been my rule. Never quote me. And what do you, if this is true, what do you think?
Well, I would find it a bit interesting because I feel like when it comes to something like Superman vs. the Elite, it's more like there's a very clear, like that story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I get the main bit of that story is more sort of like not just, you know, yeah, it's a superhero group willing to kill, but it's also they have a bit of a disregard of just doing. Like, you know, they have a bit of disregard of, like, how they do things as well, right? It's kind of like, because, I mean, obviously Superman is very much, like, he's a Boy Scout, right? He tries his best to do, you know, avoid collateral damage, but at the same time, he knows that, like, sometimes it's unavoidable. These guys don't really care for much of the etiquette and stuff like that,
yeah.
Right?
There's a set of rules that you kind of have to put in place for yourself, because if you don't, you're liable to let a lot more stuff go down.
Yeah, and then, you know, obviously that causes a huge conflict. I mean, you probably just watched the anime movie they made out of it.
Oh, no, yeah, that's
probably a solid.
It's an adaptation of one issue.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, no, I think it's, because I'm guessing the whole, I guess, because I'm guessing it's a clone Superman, right?
Basically Bizarro or something.
Yeah, you know, just a... Which I think, to be fair, I think at the end of the day, I think the idea of the plot being sort of a... sort of meta-commentary about how the world sees Superman, or rather, and what they want him to be, is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because I feel like that is something that, you know, is always being sort of talked about when it comes to Superman as a character, right? Like, you know, like, he is a, you know, a lot of people have different sort of varying opinions about how Superman is and like what his character should be and like does his character even work in like, you know, the modern day, like, you know, that stuff. Because he's, you know, obviously he's like the oldest superhero around, right?
Yeah. The first.
Yeah. Like, clearly, you know, and you could argue there's a ton of superheroes that are all just various derivatives of Superman. Heck, we can't even talk about this conversation without getting into all the various evil Superman characters.
Oh, yeah, no. It's almost kind of funny how so many evil Supermen have just been popping up in, like, media.
In recent years, right?
Yeah, Homelander came out of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, you got Homelander, you got Omni-Man.
Omni-Man to an extent, if you actually read the comics.
Yeah, but, you know, that's who he's supposed to, like, he's supposed to come across like that, you know, if you've only just seen this show, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's supposed to come across as what is basically just a Superman who's willing to kill, right?
Yeah, if he actually went through with the Evil Empire stuff.
Yeah, I mean, heck, there was the freaking, what was that movie, Brightburn?
Oh, yeah.
That's basically supposed to be an evil Superman, right?
That had, like, nodes to, like, evil Justice League.
But anyway, yeah, no, but I think, you know, it's that sort of, like, people, I think that's sort of people sort of going about, like, what if Superman was evil, right?
Well, it must, like, make the most sense, right? It's the most, like, easiest thing to think about. You know, it makes it much more interesting.
Heck, Injustice, obviously.
Injustice became a real big hit once they, well, at one point, and they were kind of really going for that evil Superman thing. And then it's just like, but to be fair, from my understanding of the comic, is that, cause that's one I've actually never touched, because I kind of didn't really care too much. But no. Yeah, no, it's stuff like that where, yeah, how do you make Superman relatable? It's like he's already relatable, right? It's I remember the Grant Morrison quote of, like, he's still a character, basically. I'm paraphrasing the quote. Like, he's basically still a character, it's just his problems are more super.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he's going to take a walk, he's going to walk Krypto, he's not going to take him out to the walk to the park, he's going to take him walk to the moon. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds about right. Krypto the Superdog. That's pretty freaking cool.
I mean, yeah, like, I think at the end of the day, that's, I think, what people sort of fail to understand, right? They think Superman, I mean, not to bring up another quote or anything, or another reference to something, but I mean, I feel like a lot of people like to think how Bill from Kill Bill, you know, thinks.
He has that
very famous quote about Superman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, Clark Kent is how Superman sees humans and stuff.
Yep.
Right? But I feel like it neglects the fact that Superman was basically raised human. He didn't know he was an alien until his teenage years. And then, you know.
It's both, like, the most funniest, like, quote from that movie. Because, and granted, this is, like, just how Tarantino writes, and it's kind of, like, one of the smartest things that comes from Tarantino.
Mm-hmm.
People will take it as, like, hey, he's kind of right, but you're also supposed to be, like, this is a psychopath who's telling you what he thinks Superman is, and that's not who Superman is.
Yeah.
Because, like, yeah, you're right, Superman was raised Clark Kent. He was raised human. He wants to be human. He's human above all else. Like, Superman is, like, his powers, yes, but he's still a person. That's basically what you should take from that. Or, like, you know, take the idea of what Superman as a character is. He's still a person. And granted, I think it's because we come to a point in, like, a lot of this kind of stuff where, you know, if he can do this, this, and that, you know, why doesn't he, like, solve all the issues? Like, well, he can't solve everything.
Yeah, I mean, heck, there's the very famous scene from the first Superman movie, you know, where his dad dies, right?
Yeah.
And he dies
of a heart attack.
Yeah, nothing Clark could have done to prevent that.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty much set up as a very valuable lesson for Clark in that movie of, like, even if he has all these powers, there are some things he just can't fix.
Yeah.
And he has to live with that, you know?
It's a really good scene.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure we'll get something like that in James Gunn. I don't know. They might not even kill Pa Kent.
Yeah, to be fair, there are some, you know, iterations of Superman where Pa Kent just doesn't die.
Yeah.
You know?
He sees so much love and kicking. He's like, good job, Clark.
Yeah, so, you know, it is going to be a bit of a...
Much better scene than the tornado.
So then, I'm guessing, in theory, if this plot point, this plot synopsis is even remotely true, I'm guessing Mr. Terrific and then the other superheroes that are confirmed for the movie...
Probably are his friends.
Oh, okay. Because that was going to be more of like...
Oh, did you think they're going to make Mr. Terrific and, like, because I think they also said Hawkgirl and Guy Gardner are going to be in this.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I thought they were probably going to do something of that nature.
You were like, oh, okay, James, I don't know how you're going to do that.
Yeah, because I'm like, well, I mean, you know, in my brain, I'm just kind of like, oh, that'd be interesting, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If they're the ones that are, like, superheroes, but are, like, you know, they go too far and stuff. Mm-hmm. Also, can I be honest?
Yeah.
Like, it also feels like, because I mean, this Black Adam,
yeah,
has a very, I guess, similar kind of speaking plot, but mainly it's more of Hawkman being like, superheroes don't kill, and it's like, yeah, but I'm Black Adam and I'm cool, I kill because I'm the one that does the things or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it's kind of like one of those things off the top of my head.
Yeah,
it feels like. If it were true, I feel like this would be like James Gunn sort of making fun of that sort of whole thing.
Actually, if that was the case, that would be a really funny thing.
Yeah, because I mean, obviously, I think we've talked about Black Adam before. There's probably a video of us reviewing it on the channel. If you go check that out. But I think we were both just kind of very eh with the plot.
Yeah.
Especially if it was like, you know, it was a constant of like, superheroes don't kill kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
It felt very parody. So I would be interested to see if this plot is legit, like, how would they handle that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I do think, you know, knowing James Gunn and his sort of, you know, body of work, I think he would sort of, you know, turn it on its head and have it be sort of a joke of that essence, right?
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I don't know what the plot is in reality. Again, this is all, like, rumored. But if it's anything, considering how James Gunn has been, like, tweeting and commenting on stuff that really much inspired his Superman movie, I'm like, I'm very interested to see what happens. Because I remember once he mentioned, like, All-Star Superman, I'm like, that's, like, the best one, dude. It's, like, one of the best Superman comics there ever is, so I'm kind of looking forward to it. But again, we don't know what the actual plot is. This is just rumors, but we're maybe basically talking about like people's reactions to it, our thoughts on it, and yeah. So I think that's a really good place to end it for now. We'll probably come back to this if there was like more stuff about it, but definitely once the movie comes out, we're definitely going to be talking about that because I'm very much excited for this movie.
Yeah, no, I've been sort of keeping my, just tempering my expectations of how I think the movie would go, but honestly, seeing some, you know, the slow trickle of information and all this stuff, it's kind of like, okay, I'm starting to feel some tingliness going down, right? Like, I'm starting to be interested here.
Oh, you're starting to see hope.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you want, right?
Yeah.
Superman, some goddamn hope. Optimism, you know. Not to say that the Man of Steel didn't have any that stuff, but it, you know,
definitely needed it.
Yep,
definitely needed it. Before we end this episode, are you happy about the Trunks?
Oh, him having his red underwear back.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest. I never really cared much about the whole Trunks no Trunks thing. But if I'm gonna be honest, there is a part of me that just like why people, it felt like people who sided with why is he wearing the red underwear stuff? It looks dumb or whatever. It's like he's a fucking he's a superhero, a comic book character.
Mm-hmm.
They look dumb. Like I don't know. It comes from a subsection of you know fans that want to be that I feel like. Try to like, and I think this happens with like every fandom, right? Where it's like, we want our stuff to be more serious and let, you know, not be seen as weird or dumb or whatever.
Or childish.
And it's like, bruh, this stuff is. Like, the primary audience for this movie is definitely kids.
Yeah.
All right? Like, it's okay to... We live in an age where I think it's okay to, for people to be like, yeah, I like this stuff.
Yeah, it's like one of those things where... We can make a whole video of this one. Where, like, they try to make a... Or they make, like, mature animated stuff and just say... just a adult cartoon, because it's comedy, and it's like, if it's just action, no, it's anime. It's like, not really.
Yeah, like, you know, basically, yeah, like I said, I think it's just a lot of people, a lot of the people who really got angry, you know, are just, you know, are just like, I don't like those things, because he likes to look dumb, but it's like, again, he's a comic book character. Like, knowing the history of comic books and how there's so much dumb stuff that happens in it, right?
Yeah.
You know, it just, come on.
It's, have fun.
Yeah, like, friggin', we do have a guy who had his parents get murdered, and his mind and thought process went to him being like, I'm gonna dress up as a dude, fight crime, and make sure it never happens to anybody else again. And how am I gonna dress up? Like a frickin' bat. Because bats scare me, bro.
I'm kinda happy they got the trunks back up. I kinda could go either or. But there's a good moment of, like, having to, you know, color separation.
Yeah, I was going to say, too, that probably that's probably the biggest thing is the color separation, because, like, every other iteration of Superman that has no red trunks,
mm-hmm.
like, it's just full blue, and you feel like you have to have something break that up, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'll say this. The fact that I saw, like, the S-shield on the back of the cape, I'm like, yeah,
that's pretty classic, Superman.
That's pretty classic. Anyways, guys, you have a good one. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Geek Experience. We're most active on Instagram. And we have a link tree to all the podcasts we're officially part of, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, all the like, and a Patreon for any form of support. If you're on YouTube, be sure to like, comment, subscribe. And yeah, Superman looks like it's going to be gearing up for something good, and I can't wait to see more of it.
Yeah, it's, I don't know.
Good timing, too. Yeah, good timing, too, because I'm pretty sure, like, I wouldn't be surprised if more set photos came out.
Heck, I wouldn't be surprised if we got a trailer in the next couple months.
Months, I could see. Weeks, days, weeks, probably not. Mm-hmm. If it's coming out, like, next year in July. But, anyways, guys, you have a good one. It's me, boy, Eli.
Be Joe.
You guys have a good one. Peace.